So, we learn in the news today that George Michael has now cancelled his application for bail. For me, the whole George Michael thing in the press recently has been interesting from the point of view of the issue of public sex. Although this was about a guy who was high on drugs, who crashed his car into a property, had absolutely nothing to do with sex, nothing to do with his sexuality. All of the press reports, pretty much everything that I've seen, certainly in this country, and the media outlets, whether it be on the radio or particularly on television, have all gone back to his previous issues around public sex. And I'm quite interested in the way that the media have tried to link these two issues and tried to suggest a kind of otherness, a kind of linkage between these different modes of behaviour. The idea that together they form some sort of cohesive negative character. The idea that, well, clearly someone who is apparently going having sex in a public toilet is also likely to go and jump in a car high on drugs and crash into a car. That together they kind of form the idea that if you start on one mode of behaviour, it will lead to another. That this is all part of a kind of connected decline in character in the individual. And I just don't agree with that. I think that the two issues are completely different. I think it's one thing to say you're engaging in public sex, that George Michael was going cruising, that George Michael went cottaging, using tea rooms in LA. I think that's one thing. I think it's completely separate to then be consuming drugs in the way that he was with the results that they had in his case. But it's fascinating that for the media, the two are very much linked. So anyway, those are just some kind of thoughts on sort of George Michael events. I'm, as ever, curious to hear what you have to say. I'm trying to get back into using Odiobu again as a kind of different way of conveying messages, and hopefully when I'm frantically busy, this will be an easier way of keeping the blog updated and allows for a bit more detail and a bit more babbling away, which might be a bad thing actually, than what Twitter allows. But anyway, hope to hear from you all, one way or the other. Post comments on the blog or tweet me or email me. It's always good to hear from you.